A good erev Shabbos. So we find ourselves the week after Pesach, and the question we have to ask ourselves is, okay, what now? Now the pasuk at the beginning of Achrei Mos tells us regarding the Kohen Gadol, v'lo yaveh b'chalei Yisrael kodesh. He is not allowed to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim whenever he wants. And some like to use that as a mashal for life. One isn't always able to connect to powerful kedusha, but once he did, hang on, don't let go. We just had Yontif, all the kedusha and tahara, the cleansing effect of Pesach. Don't just let it slide by. Keep holding on to the lessons. And particularly after Pesach, we weren't just let off the side of the highway, left to fend for ourselves. We get let off right in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer. So let's talk about that for a little bit. And although to really do justice to even understand in its most basic idea what Sfiras HaOmer is, we're going to need a whole lot more time, let's try at least briefly to get a picture. Three questions Rav Shimshon Pinkus asked. Number one, why do we count day one, day two, day three, so on and so forth? We should be doing a countdown, especially if the whole point of the count is towards Matan Torah, as the Sefer Chinuch says. It's like being told that you're getting your salary doubled in 50 days. Every day is just another frustration, a barrier between you and the raise. You would count down towards that, not the other way. Why are we counting upwards? Why are we counting each day as if each day is precious? Number two, why does the count begin on the second day of Pesach, not the first? And number three, what's the significance of the Karban Omer being barley and the Shteh HaLechem, which is brought on Shavuos, which is wheat? Really, if you think about it, Hashem could give us the Torah whenever he wants. He's not limited. It's we who are limited. The 49 days we have to wait are for us to prepare properly. Therefore, every single day isn't just a waiting period. It's another day to grow, prepare ourselves, and build ourselves to be deserving of and ready to receive the Torah. It's like a woman who's expecting a baby. She most definitely does not want to have the baby early. Every day it develops until it's finally ready to emerge. Each day of Sfira is precious. We don't want the Torah early. We need these 49 days. So that's the reason why every day is special. Great, so how do we prepare for Kabbalah Satira? Now, when a baby is born and begins to develop, we're extremely careful with what he eats, what he's exposed to, the clothing he wears, so on and so forth. Now, Coke isn't the healthiest drink, but a cup here and there never killed anyone. But imagine putting Coke in a newborn's bottle. That's a crime of the greatest proportion. Not only does it have immediately harmful effects, but the long-term effects as well are devastating. Another example, you might like listening to loud music, but imagine blasting music in a newborn's ear. No hearing aid would be good enough to fix that damage. We were born as a nation as we got out of Mitzrayim. It's now, only on the second day, the day the Karban Omer is brought, that we can start our work of growing. We must be exceedingly careful in how we grow and develop during Sfira. And that first thing that we do, as we just said, is bring the Karban Omer. And the Karban Omer is made of barley, which is animal food. And that signifies us taking the animal inside of us and being makrivit, getting rid of it. We have to take all of our animalistic desires and just get rid of them. Only then, when the environment is clear of pollution, the diet's healthy, and no negative influences are around, then we can start work on building ourselves day by day, all the way till 50, which is Matan Torah. And then what do we do on day 50? Bring a carbon made of wheat. Wheat is food for humans. This signifies that we've made it. We got there successfully. Now, we all know that every day and week during Sfira has its own midah, chesed, gevura, teferes, and that's a newborn diet. That's the healthy, nutritious food a newborn is fed. But before we do that, the environment has to be conducive to growing as well. We have to get rid of the pollution, and everyone intellectually honest knows what they have to get rid of, what their barley, so to speak, is. For some, it's the nature of the digital content they consume. Others, it's the amount of time spent consuming it. Perhaps it's the type or amount of food they eat. Maybe it's the way they speak to and interact with their spouse, children, friends, neighbors, or coworkers. We still have quite some time to go, so let's all pick something and try our hardest to clear our own environment so that when we're working on the daily Midah and Avodah, it's being done in the best way possible. With that, we should be zecher the proper Kabbalah Satira. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.